How may we help you in this time of need?
I would like a Ferrari.
Okay. I would like... Red one?
No, no, I'm not flashy. A rare steak. Okay. I've been up since 5 a.m. working. Few quick things. That addendum, thank you for sending it. It's very skewed. Your girl took a perfect picture of it. Would you mind having her send me a picture? Because I don't know if they'll accept this. It's very, like, at a weird angle.
Have her send?
Yeah, she sent it perfectly with the other documents, and then I need a check for that difference to collect, please.
Oh, a check?
Yeah, the check. It's just for the difference because of the...
How much is the difference? I never even looked.
No worries. It is... No worries.
$194.96. Okay, how do I do that?
Just a copy of a check made payable to Bank of Cardiff for $194.96.
Made payable to who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Just copy.
Yep, and then once I get those in... I'll let you know everything's good to go, and we'll probably get this funded tomorrow.
Call Brian and tell him?
Yeah. I'll give him a call.
Okay.
And then just to confirm a few quick things. So during the funding call, they will give you usually two options. They will give you a call option of the 15th or the first on the payment date. I would probably suggest the first because if the first is available, you'll have a pretty small pro rata rent for the rest of September. And then October would be paid. You could also do the 15th if you wish. I think they'll give you both options. But if you do the 15th, you'll just have prorated between now and the 15th. You get a bill, and then October 15th to November 15th will be prepaid.
Well, I don't plan on paying for it.
I don't care. That's between you and I'm not collections. I actually like my job. So, just to also confirm and be as transparent as possible. Just confirm it's an equipment finance agreement. We are financing the sales tax. I know I gave you the rate factor. Like I said, the simple rate is that is a simple cost of year. That is not an amortized cost. However, when your accountant runs, like if they run an APR schedule, obviously they'll be somewhere in the teens. But I just want to make sure there's no like misconnections. I'm treating you like the way you'd want to be treated, not dancing around. And I think we had that conversation with your partner the other day.
Right.
Yeah. So traditionally, like I said, the simple rate on this, I think it's around six or so. But if you do run an amortization schedule, which I assume that rate's going to be higher, most clients like to look at it in simple rate because that is really the cost per year. We cannot provide a T value on these schedules. Other than that, you did ask me about your agreement for the other equipment. We confirm terms on how many months are left on that? Because I didn't want to make sure we did not drop the ball.
Right.
Did we go over that, or do you still need that?
No, I think we covered that.
Cool. All right, I will look out for that addendum and check and get this into funding, and then I will give Brian a call.
Okay, and I'll get Brooke to do this.
Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, did your accountant get back to you on like the way this should be treated for tax purposes? Did you guys have a chance to talk to them?
We're meeting Thursday on that.
Okay, cool. Do you want us to press hold until... I don't think it makes a difference whether we fund Park.
No, let's do it.
Okay. I'll get it
going.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brooke?